Attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice. Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's the federal charge a California man is facing. 26-year-old Nick Roski arrested overnight outside Justice Kavanaugh's home in Maryland. A criminal complaint says he got out of a taxi, saw two deputy U.S. marshals working security, then walked down the street and called 911 on himself.
He told authorities on the phone he was suicidal and he had intent to harm and kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He came with a gun, a knife, pepper spray, a crowbar, and zip ties.
Fox's David Spund. President Biden condemning the threat. Roski telling detectives he was upset about a leaked draft opinion on abortion and the Texas school shooting. House lawmakers are still working on a bill for more protection of justices and their families.
The Senate passed this bill some time ago after the Supreme Court leak. They passed it by unanimous consent. Now, that would extend the protections to Supreme Court justices and their families. The reason Congress has to act is they have the power of the purse. They need to extend money to the Supreme Court to protect the justices.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. An 11-year-old survivor of a classroom massacre in Texas shares her story with Congress.
Fourth grade student Mia Cedillo detailed the moment her teacher made eye contact with a gunman inside Robb Elementary School last month.
Told my teacher goodnight and shot her in the head.
Mia says the shooter then killed her classmate.
I thought he was going to come back to the room, so I grabbed the blood and put it all over me.
She told her story to the House Oversight Committee in a recording at a hearing on gun violence that also included testimony from the parents of a student killed in that Uvalde, Texas shooting and the mother of a survivor of last month's mass shooting at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York.
Fox's Jared Halpern on the Hill in the Senate. Bipartisan gun legislation talks continue. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. Attorney General names a team of officials to review the law enforcement response during the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
The head of the Texas Department of Public Safety had said the school district police chief made the wrong call when he thought the incident had gone from an active shooter to a barricade situation in Uvalde. The shooter was taken out by Border Patrol more than an hour after he entered the school and killed 19 children and two teachers. The chief also may not have had a radio on him during the incident. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the federal team investigating Uvalde's response.
So this is not a criminal investigation. This is an after-action critical incident review, which we have done in the past, which we did in San Bernardino, which was done in the Pulse nightclub.
He says they've been promised cooperation from all levels of law enforcement in Uvalde. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A convicted murderer dies by lethal injection in Arizona.
66-year-old Frank Atwood was pronounced dead at Arizona State Prison at 10:16 a.m. local time by lethal injection in the 1984 kidnapping and killing of 8-year-old Vicki Hoskinson in Tucson, Arizona.
Today marks final justice for our daughter.
Hoskinson's mother, Debbie Carlson.
Vicki was a vibrant little girl with an infectious laugh and a smile that would melt your heart.
Saying this day is not about her daughter's killer, who was denied a last-minute appeal by the U.S. Supreme Court and who became the second death row inmate executed in the state since Arizona resumed capital punishment last month.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Wall Street goes back to selling. The Dow down 269 at the closing bell. The NASDAQ drops about 89. Oil prices topping $122 a barrel as gas prices top $4.95 a gallon, a record for a 12th straight day in the AAA average. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.